Alabama's struggle all season was running the ball, and now Oregon is thin at that position. But the biggest thing for me is Oregon's line hasn't been dominant in the second half of the season. I don't know if I fully agree with that. I think they've been asked a lot of, as we kind of have waxed on a little bit. And I think for the most part, they've delivered. I mean, a shutout against that, I guess that's the defensive side, but being able to put 20 points on that Texas Tech team with a lot of stuff not going your way, I think worked out well in Oregon's favor on that. Let's see. I know it's been harped on the last 48 hours, but sadly the lack of depth at running back has swayed my prediction. As a Ducks fan, I think Indiana gets it done because we cannot depend on any level of the run game with Dante. He does not have that in his bag, and his arm talent might be amazing, but I personally haven't been floored by that. Sadly, my gut says Indiana would love to be surprised, but losing that many backs and depth sways it for me.
See, here's where
that's the Dante question there.
Here's where I come from, though, is that we had a few weeks in a row there where Oregon's wide receiver depth was thin as hell. And they got around it by using more Kenyon Sadiq and more Jamari Johnson and more tight end sets and whatnot.
And so Malik Benson.
And so I think even with this lack of depth now at the running back position, get ready for this. You guys are going to hear football brain rust here. Look for more like screen passes out to the bubble, out on the edges
get them in the open air.
Use that as like a different kind of run game.
And I've seen that a lot from Oregon this year. And as a football fan, it drives me nuts. Like, I hate watching that style of offense, but it is an extension of the run game.
Yeah.
As long as Dante
doesn't quit throwing the ball right in like a defensive lineman's chest.
Well, the other side of this is, you know, they tried to do that against Tech, but Tech was jumping those lanes really
well.
And that's what Indiana does. They play in space really, really well. They aren't the level of athlete that Texas Tech has, you know. I brought this point up so many times. Bartu has Cignetti as the highest graded coach in college football in his database.
It's amazing.
It's what he's done this year. So if you don't think that they're looking at that and seeing Davison out and going, okay, we probably need to prepare for this, we probably need to go look back at some game film and go, you know, what did they do with Whittington and certain situations, or what did they do with Deer Hill? Like, how would they try to manipulate this? How would they maybe put a wrinkle in this? And they're going to do what they need to do to be prepared for that.
Yeah, and I think there's something fun to mention about Cignetti passing over to Dan Lanning. Lanning's got to get up for this game. You know, not that he ever needs inspiration, but there was a really funny moment on Dirt and Sprague this morning when Josh Pate joined them, as he does frequently, talking about how he's riling up Dan Lanning. This is just fun audio, and if you missed it this morning, I thought I'd share it with you right now.
I think Dan Lanning needs to be verbally abused before games, and so I'm doing it this week. I have pulled up right now my text to Dan Lanning over the past week, and one of them was, "Nobody believes in you, don't show up." That one got an exclamation mark. The second one was, "It's hard for a man who has known hunger to ever be full." And I let him guess which coach I was describing. And then the one yesterday I sent him, this finally got an actual reaction in terms of words. "Only one thing is more flammable than smell." Hold on. Scratch. poor takeoff there. "Only one thing is more flammable and smells stronger than gasoline, and that's doubt." And I attributed that one to Meemaw, which I think is why he responded. And I will continue this practice up until kickoff.
Thank you.
Because if he needs someone to stare daggers at as he takes the field, if he needs someone to rage out on in the mirror right before the game, I'm happy to serve that purpose. Yeah, he knows I'm a friend of the program. But I just think sometimes he needs to be reminded, hey, you've low-key kind of sucked in these second go-arounds against Washington and DeBoer, against Ohio State last year. Now you get another shot against Indiana. It's time to rewrite the book, my friend. It's time. Don't embarrass me. That's my main message to Dan. Don't embarrass me. I stand up for you. Do not embarrass me.
That is Josh Pate on Dirt and Sprague this morning. I think there is an attribute that's kind of sometimes lost in this. Dan's crazy.
Yeah.
Sig got the swag. Okay, he's got the old man, "I'm lifting up a car to save a baby" swag to him.
Sure.
Lanning's full-on psychopath. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this, you know, as Dirt loves to say, you know, nobody's given us a chance. I don't know if that's enough for Lanning. I think he needs more.
Yeah.
And maybe Davison going down and, you know, some fair critiques of Dante fire him up to, you know, hit some bumps and let's really do this thing.
Is that enough?
Is that, I don't know. You know, I think it can be. I think it can be. I think Lanning.
Remember, he played with fire in that Penn State game.
Agreed, agreed. And, you know, we asked Tyson about this, Tyson Alger previously, you know, does Dante have to play clean? Does Lanning have to coach clean?
It makes you wonder what they do in those third and long and fourth down situations.
Agreed.
Those seem like if Oregon can get those, they can be in this game.
I think we'll have a convo about Dante tomorrow or maybe Friday. And I'm kind of on the not fully opposite, but I'm a little on the other side of Tyson. I think Dante's got to be pretty clean.
Mm-hmm.
And not just no turnovers, but I mean third downs, fourth downs, yep. Like you're saying, as this texter is worried about his running ability, like I might need to see some more of that. I'm going to need a lot out of Dante in this game. I think the same goes with Lanning a little bit too. I think he's got to be kind of point.
You got to get an A, maybe not an A+, but you got to get an A coach.
I don't know if it's the, sorry, Russ, real quick. I don't know if it's what you're saying about the rematch per se, but that does exist. That does exist. And to Pate's point as well, maybe that's what he needs to get that going.
And I think, and Lanning got a lot of crap for going for it so many times on fourth down last week. But the thing is, what and I told you guys this during the break, and I texted you this after the game. I said, that game, that Texas Tech game, that Orange Bowl was Dan Lanning's masterpiece.
It really was.
And I say that because we might not have liked all of those fourth down decisions, but he stuck to it.
And in hindsight,
he stuck to his guns.
And in hindsight, he did it because he knew that Tech offense couldn't do squad douche.
And honestly, out of all of those fourth down attempts, the only one I really hated was the direct snap to Davison.
Agreed.
Because you're on the 2-yard line, and look, you put him right back there. He's the only one. Everybody in the building knows what's going to happen. So that's the only one that I really didn't like. And of course, guess what? Had it worked, I wouldn't be saying anything about that right now. Nobody would. But I was impressed because, like I said, he stuck to his he committed. He committed to the bit.
Mm-hmm. 10 toes down.
Yeah.
I think Oregon can win this game. I do. I truly believe they can win this game. Lanning's going to have to out-coach Sig. Mm-hmm. That's a tough ask.
Has anybody done that this year?
No.
Okay.
Dante's going to have to outplay a kid with a statue. That's a tough ask.
I mean, and who has Indiana played? You know,
Indiana's had a tough schedule too. You know, Penn State took them to the brink. That was on the road, kind of their bowl game. Even though I guess they, you know, high rated against Clemson, but they played Iowa on the road. They played Oregon on the road. They played Penn State on the road, and they played Ohio State in the Big Ten title game
in a neutral stadium.
In a neutral stadium, that's a tough road.
So
it ain't Alabama's cupcake walk. You seen Alabama's cupcake walk?
Yeah. I mean, you took down Ryan Day. You took down Dan Lanning. You took down Kirk Ferentz. Mm-hmm. Like when you're talking about like coaches, Sig got it done.
Right, but think back to last season though too, because coming into the playoff and whatnot, did anybody say, hey, did Dan Lanning ever get out coached this season? What happened with Dan Lanning and the Ducks? Did he ever get out coached? No, he didn't, but he went and got his ass whipped by Ohio State. So that doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not predicting an Oregon ass whooping of Indiana here or anything.
Yeah, I think
it's unfair to write them off.
Oh, I'm not writing them off.
And say that nobody has outcoached Kurt Cignetti yet, so it can't happen.
I don't think anybody's getting their ass whooped in this game.
No, I don't think. Well, the players themselves are getting their asses whooped.
But I don't think scoreboard
says not one team over another.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. You could put any team in front of Indiana. I'm going to say the same thing.
And you're going to take Indiana.
They've been the best team in the country.
I'll finish up with
3.5 point spread, by the way.
I'll finish up with this texter. It also feels like Sig and Mendoza, it's a season of destiny. Indiana 17-14, very defensive game. Wouldn't shock me.
Kind of felt like that with Oregon last year, too.
It kind of did.
Kind of did.
That's it.